Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie wants to dive in and talk about her daughter, baby Nana, who has been brought up multiple times on this show.
Yeah.
And now a story that I was just shaking my head at this morning.
Yeah.
Girl be spending money.
She is. And, I mean, she's kind of in this stage of her life where she is jet setting, right? She's going all the places. I mean, even this weekend she's going somewhere. And it's funny just thinking about all the money she spends versus the money I spend. I'm going on a little mini vacation as well. And my, you know, getting ready for that vacation is things like go to Walmart and buy all the travel size deodorant and toothpaste. You know, like that's on my list. Her list of things to do is getting like expensive waxes and her nails done and all this stuff. And I'm just like, we are living in two completely different worlds, right? But in this conversation, we start talking about her plans for next year's Coachella, right? Because she went to Coachella this year and she absolutely loved it, and she and her friends are now making a plan to attend again next year. I didn't realize this, but the people who have went to Coachella already, they're given first right to buy tickets for next year.
Oh, no, so, way, that's a nice perk.
Tickets go on sale May 1st, and now baby Nana gets to buy those tickets before anybody else because she's already went to the festivities. I didn't realize there was different levels of things that you could do, right? Like you can go camping, there's like Airbnb packages, hotel packages, and all that stuff. But there's also the upgraded, almost like influencer package, right? And so this gets you into all the behind the scenes, like you get free food. You get to go to the parties where all the other famous people are at.
Aren't those like insanely?
They are. Yeah. And that's the thing. So now Zoe and her little friend group, they're all talking about getting these big, ridiculous tickets at an outstanding price. $15,000 per ticket for them to get this experience of Coachella. Not bad.
Yeah.
That's
is this
like,
for one
seems
weekend?
Pretty affordable.
For one weekend.
I think she should do it.
$15,000.
She should get two tickets.
Well,
one for her and one for her
too. She thinks she should too.
I think this is a smart investment
but
choice.
But that's the thing. Each one of them have to get this ticket. And they are all about it. They're going to save their money. They're going to go and get these tickets to be at that level
of
Coachella.
I think it's a great idea.
But that's the thing. So it's not like we, I know you're actually like, making
what?
Fun of it.
No, I
yes,
think this
you
is
are.
Fantastic.
I know you are. But that's like, we would do that because we were taught that you need to save your money, that the big life purchases, that's what you spend $15,000 for, not a ticket to a festival.
The thing about those tickets, if you're buying that for 15 grand, usually those are smaller influencers that make that money back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, the thing not, is they spend it to make it.
She's
they spend
big time,
it to make
though.
It.
Zoe's
no,
big
they
time.
Just want to have
she's
fun.
She's got a podcast.
But again, no, but here's the thing is they, that is Generation Z, they're all about experiences versus material things,
yeah.
Tangible things. Like they want to experience life. They're like YOLO, so let's do it, right? And so like as much as I want to tell her, you should save $15,000 for a down payment on a house. Like that's what you should be saving it for. I don't even do that. Like I'm not taking my own advice in that regard. So if she's gonna have the discipline to save $15,000, I'm not in any place to tell her how to spend it.
Yeah,
especially
it's just, yeah, let her
because,
ruin her life.
Because no, that's not it though. Like
you can still be a parent. You can be like, hey, you need to really think about this. This is not a good choice.
But if she can
this
save
is not a good choice.
But is it not?
It's not.
It's not.
To like blow you're it on just one weekend out, at Coachella just because you get an all-you-can-eat buffet.
But it is an
and take
it's
all
an
the
experience.
Selfies you want.
It's
yeah, but
an
she was already there.
She
did
was it with her and one friend, but now they want to go out and do it as a group of friends.
Yeah, well, like they, but they've again. Been there, done that.
And if she can do it, if she can save the money in a year and
she's
buy
gonna
her
regret
own ticket,
that in two.
Exactly.
I need to send her a compound interest calculator.
I know, and that's the
that's
thing.
And she works
like,
at a bank is the funniest thing
I know,
ever. Like
she
she's
does.
Surrounded by people in wealth management.
Yeah.
She needs to sit down with a couple of them.
But maybe she could
hey,
swing
is
it.
Is it a good idea to buy $15,000 on the Coachella?
So that is you just like
being logical and level-headed?
No, not just being logical and level-headed, but you're just assuming that she's going going to spend that money and never be able to make any money again. Like that's, and I think that's where
that's
her
a big
line
chunk
of
though,
thinking,
while you're young.
It
it's
is
the
a big
key
chunk.
Is to have those big chunks while you're young, because then they grow really big by the
and
time you're
you
our age.
And then you can do what? Sit on your old butt and do nothing?
No, because then
like,
you can retire
you can
early
go...
and travel and go do things.
And when you're no, but that's
yeah.
the thing. Is it's
this is
like,
why you have no money?
When you're young,
yeah.
and you have the body to be able to go do those mm. things. I don't want to be 70 making my mm. way across
no, but
Egypt
you can be 55.
Like, but still, like there's so much to be said for enjoy it when you're younger and you can experience it. Maybe it's just because when I was her
hold on,
age,
let me talk to this
no,
wall over here.
Maybe it's just
wall,
because.
Wall, listen, you should save the $15,000.
The thing is,
imagine
Katie
what
is,
that's going to be like in 30 years,
thing.
Wall.
When I was her age, sure. I was not able to do this yeah. because I had a small child and my vacations were to North Dakota to see
idea.
My family.
But she can still have experiences for $1,000, for $2,000. $15,000 to go to an event that she's already been to is a horrible idea.
In a
thank you.
Capacity.
There's levels to this.
But
no,
again.
But there's levels. Like it's not going to change the concert. It's not going to change who performs. The person who performs isn't going to go shout out baby Nana. Like
no.
you're spending
she's just doing it so people like look at her.
Well,
that's
no,
the only way she's doing
it.
That's
it. Experience it because this time when she experienced it, mm-hmm. she experienced the lines, the dust, the buy your own food at $50 a plate for a corn dog.
That's
this
an experience
way,
right
it,
there.
Well, but now she can go in a little bit more bougie, and this generation is all about bougie.
I know.
And I'm just like, I don't want to completely crap on it for her.
Buying
because,
crap
again,
you don't need to impress people you don't even like.
No, but that's she's. I don't think it's an impressed thing. I think it's so that she can have that experience and know that
why
she
why am I getting so angry
it.
About this?
I don't know.
This means nothing to me, but I'm getting so wound
I
up.
I know, you really are. You are. And
just
I
because
just,
I preach financial literacy to my children and I practice it
you
a
do.
Lot. And to
I
see somebody
it.
Do this with a massive chunk, how old is she?
She's 22.
22 to save
she's
up 15 grand in a year? Hold on to that nest egg and invest it and let it grow.
I know, but then you're just like money, 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 money.
No, you're security, you know security,
what?
Security.
You know the people who...
Hold
no.
on, I gotta play this. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, nah.
What is it that Bob Marley said? Those people who always chase money will never be happy. Like, you'll always be just chasing money because that's the only
chasing
thing that's
money
important
money.
To you.
She's saving her money.
I know,
there's
but
a difference.
You're like,
responsible.
But then again, just saving the money and saving it and putting away like
why
a squirrel
with a nut.
Why am I so
mad at this?
I don't know. Like, I want to find
so
that exact
this.
Bob Marley quote. It's
I don't
like,
care about Bob Marley.
It,
I really
so,
don't.
So telling, though. But it just...
I want to open up the phone lines. If anybody thinks Katie's daughter should spend this money, call us.
No, this is what it is. Money is numbers, and numbers never end. If it takes money to be happy, your search for happiness will never end.
He was probably high when he said that,
and he's
Katie.
A multimillionaire, too. Was. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You can sound off about this if you want, or we can move on. I'm thinking I'm going to move on because I'm so pissed off.
Oh, yeah, are you mad? Are you big mad, bro?
Oh, people are
a
calling.
Mad.
All
I
right.
think people are interested in this because, again, all she right. is an adult.
Yep.
I can't tell her what to do with her money.
You can give her advice, though, as the elder.
I know.
You're the elder. You
what
should be giving her good advice.
Like,
$15,000 is like a family of four to Hawaii. That's
I
like
know.
An epic vacation, not one ticket. To a stupid music festival. Do it.
She would have plenty of years to make
no.
it up.
And you do it when you're young because it's the snowball effect.
Enjoy it while
oh
you're
my
young.
God, I'm talking to the wall.
Enjoy
all
it
right,
while you're
we
young.
We
got
to get to these calls. People are. Hi, Rebecca. I can't even.
Hi, Jeremy. I think you just made your point, and I'm so sorry for that. Look, you just. The issue is. She's got a life now, and these kids now are looking at it and saying, oh, my parents used to save, and then they'd have a down payment for a house, and then they bought the house. You just told her that if she saved for 10, 20 more years, she'd have $100,000. That's not a flipping down payment on a house anymore.
Yeah,
she needs
but it
to
doesn't
live
matter.
Her life,
she'd have a massive nest egg.
Now.
She'd
enjoy
have a massive nest egg.
What?
And that's just
for
putting
what?
The 15 grand
for
in that
what?
And letting it sit.
So when I was 40, I had cancer. I lived through it, and so my mother sent us on a great cruise, amazing cruise, three-week cruise. We were on there with people who were 70 who had saved all their life for this cruise. They could not walk up the hill to see the chapel.
Yeah.
They didn't get to see it because they couldn't make it.
Because they didn't
they
save
saved
early
all
enough.
Their life for it.
They should have started saving
no,
earlier.
They had saved all their life.
Yeah.
They had worked all their life. They had also done the things they were supposed to do. They had kids. They bought homes. Our kids aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
This,
you know,
is,
and then
the
they
society.
Sit around and complain that they can't buy a house and they can't afford anything.
Because they can't buy a house because we screwed up the economy.
But she's got 15 grand in her pocket.
They're not lying. They're not lying. Take your financial wherewithal and go back and calculate what you earned at minimum wage and what you could buy a house for. And now calculate what they're earning at minimum wage.
But you
wage
don't necessarily,
and what they
we're,
can calculate
we're really
house
throwing
for.
This house into the equation. You really don't have to worry about that. Say you rent the rest of your life. You're still going to have a massive amount of money in the bank if you've got car issues, if
no,
you've got
not.
Cancer
take
issues,
you
and you need
to
help pay
for
your medical bills.
And take what you pay for rent now. You're not going to be able to make it. It is not the same. They need to live
it
their
isn't
lives
the same.
Now.
You're right.
All
it's
right.
so
enjoy
different.
Their lives now.
So I'm guessing
I hate that. And $15,000 as a parent would make me cringe, and I would beg them not to do it.
I know.
Because I still have that value that $15,000 is so much money, and I'm still in that old belief system.
But you just
also.
Said that you sh- that she should go
is,
out and spend it and have fun.
But the truth is she should go out and spend it and have fun.
But you're right.
I don't know that this world is going to be here in 10 years.
Oh,
look
boy.
At what we're
Rebecca,
doing.
Rebecca, you're a lovely lady. Thank
so
you for calling.
Right, though,
we appreciate
like,
she's very Debbie Downer.
No, she's not. She's a
Rebecca,
realist.
Rebecca, thank you.
And she's very right.
One vote for baby Nana. Let
okay.
me put it on the sheet.
Thank you,
no,
Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. We appreciate you
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you,
Rebecca. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Yes,
I was calling. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's hard to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Actually, I was on my speakerphone.
Yeah. Well, Josh, can you get with her? It's yeah. really hard to hear her. Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Oh, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. All right. So what do you think about baby Nana spending $15,000 on one concert ticket?
$15,000 is crazy. Oh, my gosh. So first of all, I have to say that I love concerts. Live music fills my cup. I have two adult children. I support going to live concerts 100% and doing all the experiences we can while we're able to. Absolutely. But $15,000, that's insane.
It's like, nutty. You can go to Red Rocks for like 50, 60 bucks, you know. Go have
for
fun.
For sure. And I went the whole weekend with Sublime and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, so did Katie.
I just heard a podcast and the artist said that you kind of waste your money on those extra tickets because the bathrooms are still gross. There's still so many people everywhere. You can might as well just do general admission and have fun with it and use your money some other way. That's my opinion.
They always preach to have that emergency fund, right? Like, what if she loses a job and she's unemployed for 6 months or a year? That 15 grand would come in handy.
$15,000.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's moving back in with you,
Katie. It is a lot of money. Well, but that's the thing is it's like... A lot of things can happen in life. You don't know what's going
to
come
it's
at
nice
you in life.
It's nice to be prepared
you
with
don't.
That fat stack of cash. Laura, thank you so much for calling. We'll go back to Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey.
Hey. So
go.
What do you think? Should she be blow this 15 grand on a ticket?
I say no. I say for her to save it because you always have the opportunity to go and do that when you get a little older. You don't have to be 70 to go to a concert, but that $15,000 that she wants to spend on that concert, I would say save it because...
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99. And let Turkaya welcome you.
She could get that on her down payment. Plus, she could get first-time buyers and get all the help to buy her house. So I would say no. And if you want to help your daughter, I would say tell her to save that money.
All right, Rhonda, we thank you very much. We again, push the house to the side. Say that her car breaks down.
Yeah.
It goes kaput.
There's some money.
She's got some
I know,
fast
but
stack
again,
of cash to get her
just,
a car.
You just talked about how like you can do it a little bit later, but what if kids come into the equation? I can speak to that.
Kids came into my equation.
Kids came into my equation early, or a kid, and it changed everything. I was not able to go to near the places I wanted to. I mean, I'm an explorer, and I didn't get to explore much, so that's maybe why I'm encouraging her so much.
Adam
or at least okay with
Adam
it.
Array?
It's Adam Ari.
Adamare, hi.
Close enough. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. I think I can give a really good perspective.
Okay.
Because I'm also 22.
Okay.
Perfect. Do
Thank
it.
Thank you, Adamare.
So
go ahead.
I'm 22, and I love experiences. I love traveling. I love doing things like that. $15,000 for one weekend is insane. And I think that even if we look at, like, oh, it's going to be a better experience than what she had before, the whole that we're so young is why I think you should try to get those experiences as cheaply as possible. Because right now my body can take sitting in line for hours and stuff like that.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, is that she was just there. Like,
yeah,
she was there. She enjoyed it, got her selfies, got the Instagram posts. Like, why would you turn around again next year and do it all over again?
Because she loved it so much.
Well, then just spend the amount that she just spent.
Yeah, I just went to Ireland with a friend in January, and we did so much. We saw basically the entire island, and it was, I think I spent less than $2,000.
Well, yeah, think about how much 15 grand would get you if you did a backpacking trip through Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
6 months.
Exactly.
There's so many more experiences that she can have with that same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I do think getting a quote-unquote influencer package is more about how people are going to be viewing your experience.
Correct. Then you can brag, oh, I got the influencer package because I'm an influencer.
Well,
it's like,
then
you got 40 people on your Instagram.
I feel like it would be so much more fun and so much more useful to do it, I don't want to say the harder way, but like not spending $15,000 on if it's going to make your experience, quote unquote, better.
Yeah,
well,
you can just kind of brag about it. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
I'm going to put you in camp, Jer Bear here.
Thank
don't
you, Adamare.
Thank
well, and
you.
I just want to point out, like, the influencer package, they're just calling it that, but she wants it because it's a lot more access. Like, when you're camping, you're off-site from the festival, so it takes, like, you have to get on a bus, and it's, like, a whole process to get from the campground
not a
to
bus.
The festival. Well, I'm just saying, it's not as easily just readily available as if you're in this influencer kind of area, and so that's another reason she wants it. She just doesn't feel like she got to experience the whole Coachella because the person
she was at the concerts.
I know she was,
but
just she was a lot more removed than she wanted to be because there was another person with her, and so like that's part of the reason is she just wants to be at the festival a little bit more.
Hey, isn't she looking to get married eventually too? She's with this boyfriend she's been with forever.
He's gonna go with her next year.
She's gonna spend 15.
They're talking.
So they're gonna spend 30,000.
Oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't have done that last part. I know. Jeremy, you just
so the man
pale.
She wants to marry. They're each gonna fork out $15,000.
They're talking about it.
So
they're
now
talking.
We're talking $30,000 for a weekend.
They're talking about it,
which is about the cost of a wedding.
I know.
If, you know, we're throwing numbers out there. Now we found out before the song that instead now of $15,000 for one ticket, Baby Nana's boyfriend. Boyfriend Nana is also going to shell out $15,000.
Boyfriend Nana, I love that.
So now we're looking at $30,000 for two concert tickets and one weekend at Coachella next year.
It's their money.
Now, if you put that into an account, Katie, 30 grand for 30 years, 7%, added a baby like $100 a month.
Okay.
$366,000
no.
they'd have just hanging out there.
Yeah.
And they're, what, 22 years
they're
old?
They're 22, yep.
So
don't look at me like
52
that.
52 years old. And they'd have almost $400,000 just sitting there.
I know.
Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you think Katie's daughter should do?
I'm going to venture to say that if she's considering $15,000 for a ticket, that she's not that great with money and does not have that in her pocket. I'm assuming this will go on a credit card.
Oh, no, well, she saves for it. Like, she does not ask us for money. Like, she actually saves the money to do it. I'm sure some of the stuff goes on credit cards. You know, I'm sure some of the vacation. I know she has credit cards that she uses while she's out there. But the actual ticket, when she went to Coachella this last time, she saved all of her money to do it. So,
But was it $15,000?
Not this last time. No, not this last time it wasn't. So,
okay, so Jeremy, break out the calculator and tell us how much this will actually cost with credit card interest.
I don't know if she's going to put it on a credit card, though. I don't think the ticket.
It sounds
she
like
will.
She's got a year, Megan, to save this 15 grand.
Yes.
She'll have it in her hot little hands, and she's just going to go blow the 15,000 without putting it on the credit card.
Well, and that's the thing about the Coachella tickets. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar. You can make payments throughout the year.
Okay.
Like, you have a date, like a stretch of time that you can pay off your ticket.
Okay.
So she did that this last time. She was just making
payments on
her ticket.
But if her car breaks down or something,
no,
she's
exactly.
not going to have any money.
Yeah, well, she has money. Like, she has savings. She has stuff in the bank. Like, this is just something on top of that she wants to do.
So, Megan, are you saying spend this or don't spend it on the concert ticket?
I'm saying don't spend it. Everyone, like, my age, I'm 34. I just had a birthday. I had to think about that. And we, like, everyone my age is like, oh, my gosh, we wish that we had started saving earlier. Because life sucks when you're 30s, like, and your 40s and just continuing on. So, nah, I get paying for an experience, but I don't get paying that much for an experience.
Life just gets more and more expensive. It really,
it does.
Really does. You preach the truth, Megan. So I'm going to put you down for don't spend that money. Thank you, Megan, for calling. Larisha.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. All right, what do you think Katie's daughter should do with this ticket?
I think we have a very different perspective of what we deem a worthy experience. Because I just took my family of five to Japan for 2 weeks for that same amount. So I don't think I can justify spending that on a ticket for one weekend. And it's also, I've never been to Coachella, but I don't think you have like a guaranteed, or I guess maybe with her ticket, she would have like guaranteed seating. Is that what she's like after? Like,
yeah.
Is a guaranteed section
maybe
to
just
be closer?
Up closer, I think.
Closer. And also, like, there's food, like, you get into the food tents and all. Like, there's a bunch of tents.
You know how much food you can buy for $15,000?
You don't get access unless you have this ticket, right? So these are tents that you can get in Coachella. And I've never been there, so I can't speak on it.
There's
no
guaranteed seating at any performance for Coachella.
Okay. So that must not be a part of it.
Larisha,
but there are other things that make it worthwhile in her mind.
I think they are fully catering to the 22-year-old,
well,
and they're
going
to make this money because they put the word influencer on it. And that is everybody's goal right now.
Yeah, I still feel like maybe she's a little bit on a high coming back. Like, she's so excited. Like, let me look for next year. But I think she needs to, like, give it some thought. Maybe by next year when it comes around, she'll have changed your mind and be like, okay, that was a little crazy.
That is a good point. Once you see that money sitting in your bank account, too, you're like, man, do I want to get rid of all that? Because that took me a lot of effort to save it.
Well, and also a solid point on she's still on a high from Coachella this last year. Like, she really is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of her favorite experiences
ever. It's exciting.
Ever.
It's fun. Yeah.
And how do I become part of your family so you can take me to Japan? That's really nice of you. Wow.
Oh, it was great. It was so amazing.
Konnichiwa, Larisha.
Yeah, get some culture with that money. That is an experience right there instead of standing at a dusty concert.
Yeah.
I like what you did.
Yeah.
Larisha, thank you so much for calling in. I got you in camp. Don't spend that money. Bonnie. Bonnie.
Hey.
Hey, good
morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts on this ticket?
I'm kind of teetering, but first question, does she still live at home?
She does with her, yeah, she does. So it's another reason why right now she can take advantage of her situation, you know, which is why I'm kind of trying
But she's 22 and going to want to move out.
Does she pay you rent?
No, she doesn't live with me. She lives with her dad. She does pay rent, and her plan is to move out by the end of the year. So this is one of many things she's saving for.
Well, then I say do it. I mean, you're only 22 once. I mean, when I was 22, I had a baby, another one on the way, and I missed, like, all the fun experiences. And if they can afford it, it's their choice.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Have fun. Live your life. And
don't you wish you had an extra $15,000, though, when you had that baby?
Hell yes.
Yeah, but
Bonnie, thank you for calling.
Well, no, but
Bonnie,
you
thank
wish you had the money, but
thank you, Bonnie.
Like,
your daughter could get pregnant this weekend.
Stop, Jeremy. Oh, boy. Jeremy, shut your face.
She could get pregnant a week before next year's concert.
I don't know why you said that.
You think
that.
She's going to be like, oh, I got still going. Screw
but
you guys.
You're right. You actually make a really good point. Yes, she could be, and that's why I feel she should take advantage while she can, because I will tell you what.
What?
Having a baby changes everything. Yeah. You don't get to take vacations to Coachella.
It'd be nice to have that 15 grand.
Is that a baby at Coachella? Like, no, you can't bring a baby to Coachella.
Well...
He
there's other
could.
Things to be said about that, too.
He probably could. But any, I just like...
I don't know if Baby Nana is going to get drunk and have relations with a guy dressed as a caveman.
No, stop. We were in a committed relationship, okay? Okay, it wasn't just a random cave guy.
For the backstory on that, it was a...
Halloween party that Zoe's dad and I went to.
He was dressed as a caveman.
Yeah.
She got her freak on
and...
There's
a story behind that.
Got pregnant.
Now, can I just say something real quick? So I'm actually texting my friend Brooke. What up, Brooke? She made a really good point because we actually recently had to go up to her dad's house. He passed away, and we had to go clean out his apartment up in Estes Park, right? Mm-hmm. And this man saved all of his money his whole life, bought an apartment with it and everything. And guess what we had to do? We had to go clean all that up and all the stuff, and he still had his money in a bank at the end of the day. He didn't experience
anything.
Yeah,
but that gets passed down to your family.
He didn't experience anything. He sat in his apartment, and he didn't do anything. All he cared about was saving his money and packing it away.
But that's going to be like that for different people.
In case.
You leave a legacy and pass your money down to your family.
But that's what all I'm saying is that there comes a time when you really need to enjoy life. Like, you know
what? I'm not denying that.
Do you know what the secret? The secret of life is? To enjoy the passing of time. And if all you're doing is saving money, that's not enjoying it.
You can still have experiences throughout your life without dropping 15 grand for one concert ticket. We go on vacations every summer.
Yes.
We are experiencing life.
Everything is getting more and more and more expensive. And so that's why I'm like,
it's nice to have
that
nest egg.
If she wanted to do this and go out and spend that kind of cash, now is the time in her life where she can do it because she works at a bank, she makes good money, and she can save. Like, say she goes out and does this Coachella thing, and then she hangs up the journey for a little bit mm-hmm. and, you know, doesn't go on as many vacations, and then she saves her money. Like, right now is when she can enjoy it. And so that's why I'm teetering that way because,
trust
you know,
me, you
I
can
was
still
a young
enjoy
mom.
Your money in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s. You can enjoy it all those years.
You can,
you
but
can.
As not as much. Like, really,
you're crazy.
Truly.
You're
like,
crazy. I got to take one more call because Vanessa, this thing on the screen says she wants to comment so badly.
Okay.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Listen, and we should change this. It's not $15,000 on one ticket. It's her and her boyfriend. So it's $30,000 on two tickets for a weekend. Good idea, bad idea.
So, Katie, I love you so much, and I'm always in the Katie court completely. Uh-huh. Today, I have to agree with Jer.
Oh.
It is, just listening to, like, $15,000.
$30,000.
So she had this great experience. What if she goes, and that weekend sucks? Like, she spent $15,000.
30.
Think about, okay, so I'll give you an example. My husband and I went on a cruise for our 10th anniversary. It was awesome. It was so great. 5 years later, we spent more money to get a better room, and we wanted to, you know, because we thought it was so great. The second cruise wasn't good. The first one was so amazing. The second one didn't work out. So... $15,000? That's a lot of money for a weekend.
Here's what I caught too, Vanessa, that Katie just said that she's 22. She's living with her dad, baby Nana is, mm-hmm. and she wants to move out and get a place,
yeah.
right, with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. don't you think when they move out together, having a bank account with $30,000 in it is going to help
them?
They're setting themselves up for the future.
Yeah.
For a furnace that goes out. They need a new couch, the dishwasher, the tranny goes out on the car. You know, like yeah. that 30 grand is going to be so much more beneficial than a Saturday night at Coachella.
And I think, Katie, when you said your friend's dad passed away and he, you know, he banked all that money. There is people in between, right? Like, yeah. so there's an extreme.
Yeah.
You put it all away, you don't do anything, or you put it away and you spend throughout your lifetime and do those experiences that you don't have to put every dime. I mean, you could try.
It's truth.
But
truth. And that might have been that guy's Yeah, that must have been that guy's way of, it's pleasure for him to know that he doesn't have to worry about money. So maybe that was just his style. I got fat stacks of cash, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm sure that was a big part of his process.
Yeah.
You know, but my thing it was with Baby Nana, too, is like, why can't she do both? Why can't she save for Coachella and a house? Like, what if she's just
well, you
that
made
great?
The comment. You made the comment. Things are getting more expensive.
Yeah.
So the longer she waits to start saving, and I know you said she's a saver, but to save, you know, in 5 years, what's that $15,000 really going to be?
Right.
Yeah.
And the key is to start young, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Start saving young.
I started really young, Katie. I'm getting ready to retire in about 5 years, and I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. But according to Katie, you're old and you can't walk anywhere.
You got to keep up. You got to exercise. You got to do the stuff. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
But we traveled and we did stuff throughout all the years. You know, we were able to do some of that stuff too. So,
Vanessa, this is a great call.
$15,000?
Yeah, I know.
I love you, Katie. I'm sorry. I didn't think I would ever agree with Jeremy, ever.
Hey,
ever.
Wait a minute. We're out of time. We got to let you go.
Have a great day.
Bye, Vanessa.
Vanessa really was the voice of reason.
Sound reasoning right there.
Right?
Really
was. Thank you for all of the good advice. There was a lot of really good advice
good
today.
Good advice. The text line's blowing up, too, so we love bringing our personal lives onto the airway, and you guys can fire off at us. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your calls and comments. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.